Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited for today's episode. Like I always say, I'm always excited for the episode, but today is going to be all about debunking these health and wellness myths, aka a lot about diet culture and the things that diet culture has taught us over the years as well. And I've been wanting to make this episode for a while now because I find it so helpful to hear someone else explain why some of these things actually aren't true. And I know it's easy for us to like think that, like, oh, of course this diet culture thing isn't true. But since it's been so ingrained in our society and our brains and just throughout, you know, us living, especially as women, so much, I think it's going to be super helpful to hear my explanation and how I debunk these things to then make it not my truth anymore, to both tell you why it's not true, but also to choose that this isn't my truth and I don't have to believe this X, Y, and Z statement that's coming out. So I just want to get started with them. I asked you guys on my Instagram to send in some myths and let's just get them started. You know, why wait? Okay. First one I got, this was probably the one I got the most, and that is carbs are bad for you. Oh yes, I know everyone and their mothers have been fearing carbs for a long time now. And if there's any of the myths that I want to debunk the most, it's this one. You guys, this is what the industry does. This is how they make money, okay? In the 90s, I think it was like the 80s or the 90s, it was all about the low-fat movement. I don't know if you guys remember. Well, most of you probably don't because you weren't even born then. Neither was I. But fat was what was being demonized, not carbs. Just like 30 years ago, it wasn't like carbs were the bad thing. It was fat. So on the packaging of everything, it said low-fat this, low-fat that, low-fat cookies. Everything was low fat because they demonized fat. And now we know, okay, fat doesn't need to be demonized. Fat is actually super important for our hormones, to have healthy hormones for our bodies, for everything. Like we need fats in our system. And the same exact thing goes for carbs. You guys, carbohydrates is one out of the three essential macronutrients. There are three macronutrients: carbohydrates, fats, and protein. And why do you think carbohydrates would be there if it wasn't essential for us? It is not some new thing that we're discovering in the past 10 years that carbs are bad for you. No, we have survived as human beings on carbohydrates because it is an essential macronutrient. It isn't some new discovery that all of a sudden people found out carbs are bad for you. No, this is what the industry and diet culture does to make more money. Because now they can label things as low carb this, low carb that. And then in your brain, you're thinking, this is great. Carbs are bad for me. I'm going to buy this thing that has low carb written all over it. And that's what they do. By demonizing something, whether it's fat, sugar, carbs, whatever the next thing may be, who knows? Maybe it'll be protein one day. That's how they make more money. So I hope you can see it from that perspective, from a marketing perspective, why companies and people and brands and diet culture do this. It's really to make more money. It has nothing to do with if carbohydrates are bad for you or not. Carbohydrates are essential. You need carbs to function, for energy, for your brain, for your hormones, for your body. Oh my gosh, especially if you're working out, you need carbs That is our body's main source of fuel. It's carbohydrates. And I know I'm like ranting about this one, but it's only because I'm so passionate about it, because I really want everyone listening to this episode today to leave this episode no longer afraid of carbs. If you are afraid of carbs right now, that is. I really, really, really want everyone to leave this episode thinking that and having a new perspective, because I am now eating the most carbohydrates I ever have in the past, I don't know how many years, and I have never felt better. Now, I will say something. I think when people think of carbs, they automatically think of breads, muffins, cookies, pastries, donuts, whatever it is, that's what they associate carbs with. But in reality, carbohydrates are not just these, you know, quote unquote, unhealthier desserts or pastries, whatever it is. Carbohydrates are found in so many other amazing foods like fruit, vegetables, legumes, beans, whole grains, oats, and so many more things. Like, we have to realize that carbs does not equal donuts. Carbs equals so many amazing foods that our body uses for energy and loves for energy. Because also, guys, guess what? Fiber is found in carbs. Fiber is only found in carbohydrates, not in fats or proteins. And fiber is one of the most essential things that we need. It is so good for our gut and our digestion, especially if you have gut issues, you need fiber. And so we can only get fiber from carbs. Therefore, we need carbs. Okay, I'm gonna shut up about this one because I've already been talking way too long, but point blank, carbs are not bad for you, period. Period, 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 period. Second one that I want to debunk is around intermittent fasting. And I got this one a few times as well. So a little backstory. I actually did intermittent fasting for a little bit of time ago, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I tried it out. And while it wasn't like the worst thing in the world, it definitely didn't make me feel good personally. And I just felt like way less energy by not eating breakfast in the morning, like by waiting till noon or 1 p.m. to eat. And I don't know, I just really noticed a difference after stopping doing it and starting to eat breakfast again. And then pretty recently, I found out maybe like 6 months ago from one of my friends who's a hormone specialist that all of the research on intermittent fasting has been done on men. So when you search intermittent fasting and you see all the benefits of it, you know, because there are some studies and research that shows there are benefits to intermittent fasting, that was all done on men. And what my friend was telling me was that women's hormones are obviously completely different than men's. And by not eating, by being in that fasted state, in that fasted window for, you know, X amount of hours a day, every day, you're actually really damaging your hormones. Because as women, our hormones, like our bodies need to feel safe. And this is what she explained to me, that even if you aren't trying to have a baby, your body is always trying to get you to be safe enough, quote unquote safe, to have a child. And so what does that mean? That means eating enough food and eating regularly. So when we're starving our bodies for a certain amount of period of time, our bodies don't feel safe. And that completely throws off our hormones and our hormone regulation, therefore causing hormone issues maybe down the line. Maybe you don't see it at first, but over time, it could really damage your hormones. And I'm not saying this to scare anyone or to say this is the absolute truth. I'm just saying what I learned personally. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. You guys know this. I'm not a specialist in hormones even. So take this as you wish. But for me personally, I've noticed that when I'm eating breakfast first thing in the morning and eating food, especially before coffee or even matcha, like eating something before caffeine, I've noticed that my energy levels improved. My hormones have improved. Like, that is a huge thing for hormones. And overall, I just feel a lot better. So intermittent fasting, I personally don't believe is this like amazing new technique for eating that's going to give you all these benefits. Maybe it'll benefit men more, to be honest, but at least for me and for women, it's not something that I would recommend. Number three is you need to get 10K steps a day, and this whole obsession with 10K steps. So here's my take on it. I don't think this whole 10K steps thing is like necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a good thing in the sense that, you know, you are being motivated to walk more and get more steps. Getting your steps in is a great thing. I wouldn't say that that's bad. It's great to go for walks. We live such sedentary lifestyles nowadays. Like, think about everyone working from home or, you know, school. Like, we're not really moving much, and that's really not good. Like, getting out and walking is super good for us. So I'm a huge advocate of walking. With that being said, do I think you need to religiously track your steps every single day? And if you don't hit 10K steps in one day, you're gonna, I don't know, just have horrible things happen to you? No, obviously not. I personally don't track my steps because I just find it too stressful. And I want to like enjoy my walks. I don't want to have to worry about how many steps I'm getting. So for me personally, I just try to go for a walk every single day. And that time can vary. Like, sometimes I'm really busy and I only have time for like a 15, 20 minute walk. Or sometimes I can go for like an hour walk to the beach. But with that said, you know, find what works for you. You don't need to be crazily obsessed with hitting 10K steps every day, but definitely go out and walk. Walk outside if you can. If it's cold, walk on the treadmill. Whatever it is, big advocate of walking. Myth number four that I want to hit, and that is weightlifting makes you bulky. Thank you, someone, for sending this in, because I'm super passionate about this one as well. And I kind of covered it with Tamara on the episode a few episodes before this. If you haven't listened yet, definitely go check it out. Great interview with her. But I really want to hammer this one home, because weightlifting does not make you bulky. And I personally was scared of it too when I first started lifting weights and doing strength training. But strength training and weightlifting is one of the best things I've ever done for my body and myself, to be honest. Because what weightlifting does, it helps to shape your body. It helps with body recomposition. And so if you want a booty and toned legs and toned arms and a toned stomach, like, you know, all these girls, you know, say they want like the toned look, the way to get toned is by having muscle. What you're saying when you want to look toned, all that means is you're saying that you are showing muscle. That's all it is. And so by wanting to get toned, the way to do that is by weightlifting and by building on muscle. And so I really want to make this clear, because I don't want anyone to be afraid of doing strength training. And like, listen, you don't have to go crazy hard at the gym like maybe some of these fitness influencers that you follow. All you have to do is start slow, start light. If light weights and just free weights or dumbbells work for you, just do that. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. You don't have to go squat 200 pounds and deadlift and do all of these really intense exercises. But strength training, I think, is one of the best things you can do. And not only that, not only just for looks, you know, it makes you feel really confident and really strong. I don't know what it is about it, but weightlifting, I feel like my most confident bad bitch self when I'm in the gym weightlifting. Like, you literally feel so good. It makes you feel amazing. And so I really don't want any girls listening to this to be discouraged from weightlifting because they're afraid they might get bulky. It doesn't happen that quickly. It doesn't happen that easily. Like, I had a personal trainer in high school when I was playing soccer, and we were weightlifting together. And I was told, I'm worried I'm going to get bulky. And he was like, bulkiness, like the girls you see with the really, you know, larger muscles, that isn't by accident. That doesn't happen by accident. That is dedication. It is hard for females to get there. You have to be spending hours in the gym, eating a ton, eating so much to get there. Like, you won't accidentally just become huge and bulky. That doesn't happen. So I hope that helps you, and I hope you can maybe see a different perspective as of why weightlifting is really not something that makes you bulky. It just helps you build muscle. And building muscle is one of the best things for me, in my opinion personally, that I think you can do, because not only does it help you look toned in the moment and, you know, you're doing a hard workout in that moment, by building more muscle, you're also raising your, I forgot what the word is, but it's the amount of calories you burn at rest. So it's not just the amount of calories you burn in a workout. You burn more calories at rest when you have more muscle, because muscle requires more energy than fat. So by having more muscle, you are naturally, like, your body's gonna naturally be burning more calories, which is huge. So I hope that clears anything up for girls who might be worried about weightlifting. Going along with that, since we're kind of talking about the fitness industry, I want to talk about, someone wrote this in, is that you need a ton of protein every day. So I think this is the fifth one. I think, this is my personal opinion, so no one come for me, but I think the whole protein obsession is a little bit overdone. Yes, protein is important. Don't get me wrong. Protein's very important, especially if you want to build muscle. However, I think the fitness industry has taken this a little bit too far, to the point where people are just adding protein powder and anything protein related to, like, all of their meals. And that is just unnecessary, guys. Like, you don't need to be adding a scoop of protein into everything you're eating, okay? You guys know my perspective on food and diets and, like, all of that stuff. And I personally believe in eating a whole foods diet and eating whole foods from the earth. And you don't need to be adding so much protein to everything, because whole foods naturally have protein as well. And so that's just my opinion. I personally have seen a difference in myself. So when I first started lifting and I first started getting into the whole fitness industry, I went crazy on the protein. I was literally adding, like, egg whites, protein powder, Greek yogurt, like, everything I could to all of my meals, because I thought I had to literally shove protein down my throat to build muscle. And now I eat completely different. I literally don't even worry about protein anymore. I just focus on eating whole foods that make me feel good. And I can tell you, my digestion has improved significantly. My skin has improved significantly, eating the way I eat now versus before. I feel 100 times better. I have way more energy. And this is just me personally, but I still look, you know, the same. I still have muscle. I'm still gaining muscle. I'm not just, like, losing all my muscle because I'm not eating as much protein as I used to. So take that as you wish. I don't think it's necessary to be so protein obsessed. Like, I would rather you focus more on eating very nutrient dense food with micronutrients as well, such as, like, vegetables and fruit, than just protein. But like I said, everything is always in, everything in balance. So have everything as balanced, as a balanced plate, balanced meal, whatever it is. So eat your protein. Do I think protein is taken a little bit too far in this whole fitness industry? Yes. So take that as you wish. Always listen to your body, guys. That's important too. And I think your body will tell you signals if, you know, you're eating too much protein or not enough as well. Okay, next one is, if you want to lose weight, go on a diet. And I want to talk about this one because obviously you guys know I'm not a fan of diets. And I really don't believe diets should be a thing anymore, because guess what? Diets don't work. They don't work. It might be a short-term temporary fix, but in the long run, most people who diet end up gaining the weight that they lost and then some. Like, I'm not just making this up. You can look at, you know, the research, because there's research on this too. Like, look it up. Diets don't work. They fail because we are working against our bodies and against ourselves. And at some point, you're gonna kind of lose that, you know, that self will and motivation because we're working against our bodies instead of working with them. So instead of diets, if you are trying to lose weight, try making long-term, healthy, sustainable habits. Build those habits. Build the habits of cooking at home, eating healthier, going for walks, going to the gym, whatever it is. Make the long-term habits because that's how you will lose the weight and keep it off. Versus diets, they don't work. Plain and simple, guys. We're past diet culture. If you're listening to this, I'm sure you're past diet culture too. But just know that diets really don't work and you don't need to focus on diets. Coming from a girl who tried every single diet in the book in her life, so I'm a lot happier not doing that anymore. Okay, this is the last myth I'm gonna debunk. This episode has been so fun. I have so many more wellness myths that you guys sent in. I might have to make a part two. So let me know how you enjoyed this episode. But the last one I want to talk about is eating at night makes you gain weight / is bad. And this one is just not true, y'all. It is not true. I don't know who made this up. I don't know who said you can't eat past 7 p.m., but I want to talk to them. I want to talk to them and tell them to stop spreading fake news. Fake news. This is not true. I can't even explain to you the fact of how much things got better for me once I stopped believing this, once I stopped listening to this, and I started eating whenever I was hungry, even if that meant 11 p.m. at night, my life has significantly improved. And I was thinking of how I can convince you that this isn't true, but I honestly think the best way, if you currently believe this, I think the best way you can convince yourself of this is by just challenging it and eating at night and then seeing with yourself that nothing happens, that nothing bad happens, that you don't gain weight from it, because that's just not how science works. And you could listen, you could sit here and listen to me talk about it from now until doomsday, but I think the best thing you can do is by doing it on yourself, challenging these things on yourself. And that's what got me to not believing things like this anymore was literally just eating late night and seeing that nothing bad happened. So I challenge you to try it and see for yourself, see what happens, because it's not true, and you'll try it and you'll eat later at night if you're hungry and you'll see that nothing bad happens. So this is gonna conclude today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed listening to debunking these health and wellness / diet culture myths. If you did, feel free to take a screenshot and share it on your story so more people can hear the truth and can stop worrying about some of these things. We just want to help spread the word, and I want to help truly as many people as possible. I am so happy you guys listened today. Thank you so, so much for being here, and I will catch y'all in the next episode. Sending love.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.